This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The White House Coronavirus Task Force held a briefing on Friday, its first in months. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the briefing came as a spike continues in cases in the United States.
We are facing a serious problem in certain areas.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is pointing at some southern and western states seeing big jumps and making big retreats after aggressively reopening. Texas Governor Greg Abbott's again shutting all bars, while Florida's banning alcohol at all such establishments. Here in Washington, the White House Coronavirus Task Force held its first briefing in nearly 2 months, a sign the administration cannot ignore the increases.
Roughly half of the new cases are Americans under the age of 35.
Which Vice President Pence says is actually encouraging, since they're less susceptible to serious illness. He says the nation's now in a much better position to handle more cases. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi has blasted the Trump administration's efforts to scuttle the Affordable Care Act in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
The Trump administration has asked the Supreme Court to rule in favor of Texas and a number of other Republican-led states in their challenge to overturn the law, which was passed some 10 years ago. That happens, more than 20 million people could lose health care coverage during the coronavirus pandemic. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there is no legal justification for the challenge and no moral excuse for the Trump administration's efforts to take away Americans' health care. Pelosi is planning a floor vote next week on her bill that calls for an expansion of the Affordable Care Act. Tim McGuire, Washington.
For more, visit voanews.com.